For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, a lot of football talk today and some Celtics ownership drama, or at least a story hinting at such, disputed by the team. Quick check-in on the Red Sox. They have recalled Zach Penrod and Bailey Horn and DFA'd Cam Booster and Zach Kelly. Not DFA'd, but dropped them to the minors.
I think that's the pullout story here for the final hour to kick it off, is the Red Sox engagement with the Celtics, the Fenway Sports Group desire to purchase the Celtics, which I haven't been told anything. I just like to read the behavior of those in power, and Sam Kennedy was scheduled to join the Greg Hill Show Thursday morning at 9. He gave the sacrificial lamb to the always outgoing Craig Breslow. And in the New York Post yesterday is a story that Ken cited at the top of the show at 9 regarding the dysfunction within the Grosbeck family.
Grosbeck family rift over the payroll escalating.
Over the albatross of the Celtics tax decisions, which led to the story alleging that the organization was losing $80 million. So, I do not want Fenway Sports Group within 5 miles of this organization. I detest what they have done to the Red Sox, how they have used the fans' trust in them that was established rightfully when they bought the team in 2001 to take advantage of the fan base, charge an arm and a leg for an organization and a team that is not worthy of the price that you must pay to watch it, the way they've handled NESN, which is just a disgrace. Like, it used to actually be a TV network, and it's now basically cable access. I mean, that's basically what it is.
I like Papelbon.
I mean, the whole organization of the Red Sox has just been cost-cutting, taking money out, putting it elsewhere. I have no desire, zero, for them to purchase the Celtics.
Now, can I push back on two items? Number one, not to be full wiggy on you here, but they have won 4 world championships in that time. So for you to say you detest what they've done, that's a little extreme. When you say they've given the region some good moments.
Hey, Zach, can we replay what I just said? They abused the trust they had rightfully developed with the fan base from when they purchased the team in 2001 to now charge for a product that is not near what the ticket price is. Does that make sense to you? They abuse the trust that they rightfully gained in their fan base with the exact words I just used.
But they've won 4 times. I don't know if that's abusing the fans. That's not horrible abuse.
Okay.
I happen to like going to Fenway. The experience is worth it.
So if somebody for 10 years drives you home every day, you get home on time, and then they start crashing the car, you say, oh, for 10 years they got me home.
But you're just going overboard. You detest everything they've done. There are bad owners in sports. This is not a bad ownership group. It's lately been a frugal ownership group, but they have won 4 times.
I like people whose words match their deeds.
Okay, so that's one part of it.
Would you say their words have matched their deeds lately?
Lately they have not.
Okay, so what do I care about 15 years ago?
Well, 2018 is 6 years ago. And think about all that goes into winning a title. I was thinking about that, too, with the Grosbeck story. Like, Wick had to potentially, he denies it, but burn bridges with his father, who's now forcing him to sell the team. They have assembled a great roster, but they were driven. It took years of failure to get there. They had to get Tatum and Brown, unbelievable draft picks. They had to pull off the Jrue Holiday.
Do you think it's different to win a championship in the NBA versus baseball?
Both sports are tough.
Different.
It is different. Yeah, okay. Definitely different.
Like, if the Red Sox had acquired Shohei, paid him $2 million this year, they're a playoff team, right?
I guess. That's the other thing about baseball.
I guess.
Well, one player does not sway.
If the Red Sox had Shohei Ohtani, are they a playoff team?
I think they are.
Okay.
He's not pitching, though. They've had some pitching problems lately.
Okay, I'm going to go on a limb and say, I guarantee if Shohei Ohtani was a Red Sox this year with 47 home runs, they are a playoff team.
Who did Shohei Ohtani ever beat? He's no world champion. Not yet.
I love your liberal tactics of shifting questions not asked.
But baseball, the margin's pretty thin. Like, they have 74 wins. The best team in baseball right now, I think, is the Phillies. 88, 89 wins. Maybe it's Cleveland, Dodgers. There's a couple teams that are, but it's like,
it's amazing. The Phillies, they win every year. Who's their president of baseball operations?
Dombo.
I thought it was so hard to win. He seems to win everywhere he goes.
They haven't won yet. Not there.
Well, they've been in the World Series.
He won here with this ownership group. Maybe this ownership group was the perfect combination.
No, what happened was that Dave Dombrowski was Wick in the Red Sox ownership group, said, get the hell out of here. You're costing us too much. Is that what happened?
Yes. They spent too much on Chris Sale, who's ironically thriving this year.
Winning the Cy Young. Few people predicted that.
Braves are out of a playoff spot right now because the Mets are hot.
Because the Mets play the Red Sox.
Your baseball is on fire right now.
New York football is not.
But the other thing to push back on is Fenway Sports Group has done a great job building up the area around Fenway Park and preserving that ballpark.
And correct? They haven't done it at any cost. They have not profited at all.
It's a break-even business. But they could do the same with the Celtics if they get out of that deal.
You want them to buy the Celtics?
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I'm asking a question.
First preference would be our guy, Rob Hale. I don't know why he's not
Do you
mentioned.
Want this Fenway Sports Group to own the Celtics?
No, I want Rob Hale to own the Celtics.
Okay, we agree.
Second would be Pags. I don't know why Pags isn't more of a story in this.
Is that a sign of potentially accuracy or veracity in that story that the people closest don't want it?
What's going on with the Pags thing? What is the deal there? Why is he not mentioned in the Grosbeck sales? It's a strange whole thing. And
He's doing like an Edelman Belichick thing where he's waiting to see what the number is, and then he'll has the opera. What is it? The right to final refusal?
4D chess.
Right.
You're good at that.
I'm great. Look at that rook.
Anyway, I don't think it would be the worst thing if Fenway Sports Group owns it. It would not be my first choice.
Would you play chess only because let me put it this way. Do you think anybody plays chess and doesn't tell others that they're good at it? Like, the only reason you would play chess is so you could tell people that you're a chess master.
It's a definite hard-o flex. But there are worse things to be good at. Like, Shime's good at Call of Duty and gambling or whatever, so...
Shime is not good at gambling.
Well, he was 0-for-3 this week.
He gets... The best part is that the sensitivity to it is just so great.
Have you gambled yet this year?
I have not.
I wait a week. This is my week to get in the mix. But I don't feel like I know the league well enough yet.
No, my gamble has been on the Lions and then the Patriots and the Survivor pools.
Well, it's so far so good. Took overtime for the Lions, right?
I mean, if I could bet on BC, I would probably take BC plus the points today, 14.
Yeah, but Zach told you the spread is getting tougher. You should have been in on that like Monday.
No, I just said 14 is what it is now.
Yeah, should have been in at 17 or 18.
Well, I couldn't have been in at any point, so it doesn't really matter.
You could go to New Hampshire. Can you bet on, is it just Mass?
I have no idea. I would not drive to New Hampshire to place a bet in my phone. I think I can.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just a little, take James up there on
the
trip.
I mean, I hope anything to fall asleep. When did Maya give up the nap?
Maybe 3.
Oh, he's like already, we're 26 months in and he's done.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of energy, that
he
kid.
He sure does. He's got he's very smart. I don't know where he got it from.
So football on the table, Fenway Sports Group and the Grosbecks on the table.
Do you buy the story that they're losing all that money?
I do. I don't know if there's got to be a reason this story is out, but there's some truth to this, right? Doesn't it strange that they suddenly flipped on a dime?
What I find to be strange is that the controlling ownership stake is only 23%.
Mm-hmm.
Pags
has 20, they have 23, is that what we're
reading? Well, 20 plus 3%, which is Wick.
Right.
So 23% for the Grosbecks, and then you got 20 for Pags,
must be chopped up everywhere.
But that is not at all... not at all what I would have envisioned as the setup of that team. Like, what does John Henry own of the Red Sox?
I would think
60%?
Yeah. I mean, over 50, I would think.
I mean, but we don't know.
They have a lot of investors. Yeah. And I don't know what you get as an investor. Is it worth it to come in as a minority investor? What do you get out of that?
Yeah, I mean, I only know this because it was on HBO. Bill Maher owned the Mets with Wilpon, and he got like a huge windfall of that.
Oh, he did?
So he had like, 10% stake in the
But that's got to be real tough right now, finding minority investors of a $6 billion team where
I think it's like housing
lose money
right now. Like investing in that is much safer than the market, probably.
Really?
Give me a team that went for a loss.
Yeah, but they don't own the building.
Right, but you
And
own...
they're going to lose $80 million next year, if you believe the numbers, and it's going to get worse. So the new owner...
Don't these guys like losses?
I'm sure they love losses.
No,
yeah.
Like for tax purposes. If you're a billionaire and you can
write that
loss, I have no idea.
I mean, like the tree falling on my car.
I mean, Odyssey knows a couple things about losses, but we're on the way up.
We are on the way up. We're on the way back. You could join this program on the way up, 617-779-7937. Patriots and Seahawks tomorrow. Malcolm Butler in the building, always controversial. Do you think he'll be welcomed and well-received at the ringing of the bell?
Yeah, I don't.
The foghorn or whatever it is?
I feel like we're already done with the ringing of the bell. Like, I just,
that's going to continue. It's going to be like the banner captain, and it's going to just fade. I don't think it's catching on.
I don't think anybody gives two S's about who.
Could be wrong. We were wrong about Mayo so far. I also want to give Fitzy his flowers. Fitzy, a couple weeks ago, predicted an outright win week one.
He also said flag football, which actually could be happening.
That's what I'm saying. He could have saved Tua. If people had listened and made Thursday night flag football, Tua would be healthy right now. So it's all coming up Fitzy.
It really is.
The guy knows his ball.
And we got Sniz in the building, the famous producer of Tim and what was the Nick and Fitz?
Fitzy and no, Nick and what was it? Maddie and Nick.
Maddie and Nick.
Maddie and Nick.
Who can forget?
Who can forget on WAAF? At the bitter end. We love our AAF listeners.
We love it. We love everything about it.
All right, we're here until 12:05, Red Sox baseball at that time. We'll get more into the Pats and Seahawks matchup here. Curtis is not guaranteeing a win. We had one of those earlier today. He's feeling a BC win.
I love BC. I think they win today outright. I think it's going to be a, well, I mean, Mizzou has had, so if they score a point, that's kind of a win. Mizzou hasn't allowed a point.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. We're spinning it now.
I mean, Northeastern hasn't allowed a point in like 6 years.
Now we're really spinning it. 978 texter on the Pats, though. Losing tomorrow would change the narrative. Enjoy the next 24 hours while you can.
I think there is a lot of old Bill people
that are hoping
for a Patriots loss.
But honestly, you're right. They've already surpassed. I mean, even if they do lose that game, you've got a chance to win two of the next three afterwards. People are in. You've got people in. That week one win was giant.
Huge.
It was big. We'll talk more about it on the way, and we'd like you to be a part of it. 617-779-7937. For now, here's Cohen. What's trending?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Red Sox fell to the Yankees last night, 5-4 the final from the Bronx. Sox entered the seventh inning with a 4-0 lead, and then Aaron Judge did this.
Pitch. High drive, deep left field, forget about it. A slam for Judge, and the Yankees lead it 5-4.
Sox now sit 4.5 games back of the Twins for the final wild card spot with just 14 games left to play. They'll be back in action this afternoon when Brian Bayo takes the mound opposite Gerrit Cole for the Yankees. Our coverage of that game kicks off at 12:05 with Joe Weil on the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming will have the call of the game on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. First pitch set for 1:05. Patriots getting ready for their Week 2 matchup at Gillette against the Seahawks. Pats have already ruled out guard Sidy So with an ankle injury, while safety Kyle Duggar, defensive end Dietrich Weiss, running back Jermichael Hasty, and guard Leighton Robinson are all listed as questionable. Meanwhile, for the Seahawks, they'll be without linebacker Uchenna Nwosu and tight end Pharaoh Brown, while listing their star running back Kenneth Walker as doubtful. In other NFL news, the 49ers have ruled out their star running back, Christian McCaffrey, for their Week 2 matchup with a calf injury and are reportedly considering placing him on injured reserve. Finally, the 24th-ranked Boston College Eagles are in action this afternoon, heading down south for a top 25 matchup against 6th-ranked Mizzou. Kickoff set for 12:45. You can hear our coverage of that game on WEEI 850 AM. Pregame starting at 12:15. My name is Zach Coe. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's Tom on his, where is that YouTube podcast?
PJ.
I call him TB.
That was his private jet.
TB on the PJ. Talking about broadcasting career getting better. No reference to the Dolphins job. I don't know when that was recorded or
that
posted.
That was pre Tua injury.
Well, 413 texter, good point. When will Brady come out and confirm he is retired so all these dreamers can stop their chatter? He should. He should put this to bed. Brady does not like these stories about him in the press.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Fox doesn't want Tom Brady in the press.
This is unseemly. Brady does not like the attention. He's not an attention guy.
I don't understand.
He loves this. He's not going to put this to bed.
You're the one who talks about him more than anybody else.
Well, he's in the news now. This legitimately, I think he should come back.
Where did he touch you?
Why did I rip him? I'm just saying, he's not going to squash these rumors, but he should come back. He should consider this seriously.
So you think on a non-Fox broadcast, he's going to tell people to stop talking about him? My guess is they'll tease it and he'll talk about it with Aaron Andrews and Kevin Burkhardt.
I would like him to actually consider it and just come out of the booth. Better for him. Better for us.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be times that over the years that there will be speculation. I don't think he'll jump out in front of a camera and say, stop talking, I am fine.
Schein predicted a big win for the Dolphins before the Tua injury that did not come to pass.
Yeah, that was a rough one. 0-3.
Bills taking hold of the division early. I texted you during the Jets game that they looked good, then that collapsed. I still think they are good. There's something about, I know they didn't finish well in that game, but the Niners are really good. You'll admit that.
Let me just tell you this. Very simple.
I saw something in the Jets that I haven't seen in a while.
They look exactly as I had expected.
No.
Aaron Rodgers looks Wilson. Like 100.
Yeah, but Garrett Wilson is so good. He is so good.
Okay.
Elite.
So what do you think they'll do tomorrow against the Titans? How many passing yards, touchdowns for Aaron Rodgers?
They're going to have a big day tomorrow.
Against the Titans?
Big, big day. Yep. So
what do you got? 300 yards?
300 plus.
And how many touchdowns?
Rodgers breakout game. Wilson, three tuds.
Three touchdowns. Can we please bet something?
I'd like to bet you. This is just my prediction. I mean, what do you want to bet?
I don't know. Your vacation.
You bet BC's going to be in the top 10. You want to bet that?
Absolutely. I'll bet you coffee.
Okay. Well, that'll be the bet.
Okay.
Two bets.
Hold on to your butts out there on 128.
Well, you're the one that, like, nobody cares
about
our bets.
Well, because you say nonsense because you
put
it.
That's not nonsense.
Of course. The only reason you take it seriously is if you actually say something behind it.
So you think the Jets are mud?
Yes.
No, they're good.
The only thing in my life that has been consistent outside of the opportunities I didn't deserve are the Jets sucking.
I have been with you repeatedly, yearly on that, but eventually.
Is there anything more? I got to get a better adjective than the one I was going to use. Pathetic than the, like, Greenberg wife posting the social, like Aaron Rodgers, Greeny wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey in his like Soho living room.
Hey, Greeny has stood the test of time. Somehow that guy is like, he's not even close to the
most
annoying.
They still sell Twinkies. Does that mean they're good?
Yeah, but of all the ESPN people, we agree that Scott Van Pelt is number one.
How did we do that?
Well, you and I are on the same page with that. He's their best person. Well, McDonough. We love Sean McDonough.
One of the best people I met when I was there. He is awesome. Real guy. Also, I like Stanford Steve.
I don't even mind Stephen A. Smith. And Greeny anymore doesn't bother me. But they have a lot of personalities otherwise that
Greeny
are...
Greeny is just so tedious.
He's just fine.
He's and the playing Jets, an act. Like
it's
he's not
a total act, yes.
Okay. Then why do you like that?
I don't like it, but it doesn't bother me anymore. It's part of his
gimmick. He's basically, Pluto.
He's Pluto?
Is that an animal for Disney, right?
Oh, the dog?
Yeah, like that. He's just playing a role at Disney.
Well, it literally is Disney.
Right. I don't watch the Disney channel when it's not James.
Bottom line, I think the Jets are going to be much better this week. Much, much better. And they are a threat. But Dolphins are legitimately in trouble. If Brady doesn't come out to save them, Patriots have a chance.
The Dolphins, if I could have one guy be successful and try and challenge Mahomes, even though he's not I don't think anybody will, active player will. I like Josh Allen. I don't know what it is. I like that he's come from
he's
rough
likeable.
Start. Like, he seems like a guy that really is bought into the Buffalo way and resonates in that community. And
he's the next best hope for a Mahomes challenger. Burrow laid a massive egg.
God, was that awful. Pathetic.
They suck. God, how did you lose that game?
That was so embarrassing. And then they show him and he's doing the waving the right wrist thing.
Now they're trash talking this week. Like, multiple players on the team. Like, that franchise just needs to go away.
Although I think they could beat the Chiefs.
No.
No Hollywood Brown.
Well, Burrow in bounce back games has been good. I guess you're right about that. I don't see them winning the game, though.
And if you're looking for a good bet, the Ravens, if you're looking for a survivor
pick.
That's
my survivor pick, me and Greg.
So I looked up, I think the last 13 years, the loser of the opening night is 12-1. Straight up.
Okay.
So Ravens coming off that Thursday night
loss.
But
you don't believe the Ravens are a legit threat for Mahomes.
No, I don't know what it is, but and it's probably because of the playoff performances, but last year was a chance. The Ravens were a better team. They were at home. They had a chance to beat Patrick Mahomes and head to the Super Bowl, and that was just such a wasted opportunity. Just coming up small, bad decisions by Lamar in that game. It's so hard. The reason why, in a different way, the reason why week one was so important for Mayo is that it just changes everything, early success. Like, it just does. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know if Jeter would have been a Hall of Famer if he didn't break out with the Yankees. I don't know if Brady would have been Brady if he didn't have that beginning. Larry Bird got to the Celtics, immediately started winning. It's just, it's rare that
Jones had it and lost it.
Right.
So promising.
Well, I mean that was lost by his head coach.
It really was.
I mean, of all the
Yanked
things,
like,
we talk a lot about Tom and Bill because it's interesting and it's a very flashy divorce and the people have established their, you know, their sides of it. But you and I just remember it so vividly. That Saturday of Wild Card Weekend, we sat where we are right now.
You were predicting a Mac win over the Bills in a playoff game.
Mac beating the Bills, and it was a one-year downfall. The Patriots got back to the playoffs. They spent $250 million, and it was, all right, this is the beginning. The tough part's done, because you and I agreed that it was a successful year in 2021 if Mac was good, or a quarterback in the NFL that you could work around. And then they just absolutely regurgitated all over themselves.
Brady rattled Bill. I think it's Brady's fault. Brady
got confirmed that.
He got off track. He got in his head. He couldn't take the defense. I mean, you're right about the tweets during the Bucks run.
In all sincerity, you were a total moronic decision by Todd Bowles away, going for an all-out blitz against the Rams after the Bucks had that comeback from having a repeat champion. But that decision to bring in Patricia and Judge, I mean, that's what crystallized last week. Watching this, I don't even know his name. He looks like he's Felt, the special teams coach. The team won the field position battle. Cardona's going down the field, causing fumbles.
Not too many penalties, right? Like five penalties?
They had one penalty in the first play of the game, which was on the special teams, obviously, but minimal penalties. I think they had one formation, maybe illegal procedure, but
team defense. It was like four-man rushes were getting home, group tackling, secondary looked good, everybody looked
just
good.
Just disciplined. Like, I was expecting a lack of discipline because all I was told was how much of a player's coach Jerod Mayo was and all of these things, and it's like, at a certain point, the reason I get agitated about the Bill stuff is it's like, it just clearly wasn't him in the end. Like, it's okay. It was him at the beginning. They won the early championships because Bill made the best decision in the history of American team sport.
You're not saying that to me. I mean, I came to the realization they had to make a change.
But then why are these people so against Mayo? Like, it wasn't working.
Well, Vrabel.
Nobody hired
Vrabel. I think they wanted Vrabel.
But that's fine. But, like, it's clear you were just banging your head against the wall that it wasn't working. And that's, like, it ends up not working.
Well, both can be true. You could say it's the end of the line for Bill and you could not trust Mayo until last week. Or it took you a while. You needed to be convinced that Mayo was the right guy.
There is still a percentage of the fan base that you were reading texts from earlier that are rooting for them to get back to normal and get look bad tomorrow.
Okay, so let's play that game. Let's say they lose tomorrow. The things we feared would happen last week, the O-line is a mess. Brissett is not good enough to lead them over the hump. Whatever. They have no pass rush. Geno Smith runs wild. Does everything change? Or does anything change now that they're 1-1, come back to earth?
It's going to be a victory lap in the way that I had the victory lap the week prior by Greg and others on Monday.
Bill people will be
the
back.
Bill people will be, you know, oh, you idiots. You thought everything was fixed in 1 week. He's too much of a player's coach. They got what made Bill so great is that he never allowed his players to read their press clippings. Mayo's doing all this. But the benefit for the Patriots and Mayo is that it's a short week. So if that happens by Tuesday or Wednesday, it's on to Aaron Rodgers. What's he saying about the Patriots? Thursday night, you got the Jets. So it's somewhat mitigated by that.
You have to win one of these next two, though, if you're Mayo. Otherwise, you're facing the Niners trip, and you're 1-2, and things have gotten away from you quickly.
Yeah, but nothing, I mean, Jerod Mayo has already done what Bill did in his first year. Bill arrived. The Patriots were 8-8. He won five games. Jerod Mayo arrives. They won four. He won one. Three game difference. So,
although if they're 1-3, if they lose three in a row, then you're back to Drake May. The Drake May calls are in.
But then that's what everybody thought anyway. He's going to make his opening start on the home opener or the second home game against the Dolphins that Brady's in the booth for.
Yeah, so it's not all bad. Even if it collapses and you go 1-3, it's Drake May week 5.
But that's the difference. If they had looked awful in week 1, okay, let's reverse this. Let's say last week they lose 31-13. Penalties up and down, no discipline on defense. Joe Burrow and a 50% Ja'Marr Chase go up and down the field. And then they win tomorrow 17-10. It's still about that awful loss against, because then you're looking into the Jets going, oh, they're going to get embarrassed again. It's just how important beating a team that we perceive to be good on the road in the debut where he had never been the head coach. Covington had never called defensive plays, and Alex Van Pelt had never called plays for this offense and this team.
Do you think Kraft speaks to the public in some way tomorrow to refute the Van Natta column or some kind of pregame,
no.
Little media chat, nothing?
No.
Little victory lap over, Mayo looks good.
Oh, if they win, you mean?
Probably before the game.
I don't think he's doing pregame. I just don't think he's well served by it. I don't know. I mean, he may, but...
Because I'm looking on Twitter now. Don Van Natta, who wrote the story for ESPN. I love John Lyons, part-time host here at EEI, but he subtweeted John Lyons saying great work by Don Van Natta and reacting to the story. Here's my Bob Kraft Hall of Fame story in case you missed it. He wrote the story. He wants clicks, whatever. He's doubling down on it. But if you're Kraft, aren't you like, who is this guy? Where did this story come from? We win a game week one. I'm looking great. My coaching hire and my decision to move on from Bill looks awesome. We got Drake May in the wings. We got a plan. Everybody was panicking. Instead, I've done it again. I've moved on to another era. We're moving forward. And here's Don Van Natta talking about how I'm desperate for the Hall of Fame.
Well, he is desperate for the Hall of Fame.
Well, okay, but it's just strange. Wasn't the timing just bizarre?
Yeah, but there is what happens when you're successful is people become envious of you. They want you to look bad.
They waited for week one win and they dropped this story?
Or maybe they've had it. And maybe Don Van Natta has been sitting on it for an opportune time. I have no idea, but
I just think it's time. It would be an opportune time for Kraft to get his message back.
No,
out
because there. Then you're engaging, then you're validating it. I think if Gerard Mayo is the right coach, nothing else matters. And I can't tell you how I think by and large Patriots fans want Robert Kraft in the Hall of Fame. I really don't think it's going to impact anybody's life at all in terms of, like, if this were Belichick not getting in the Hall of Fame, or if this were Brady, or if this were, I don't know another great player that might be in the Hall of Fame. But either way, there is an emotional connection and a tangible feel where people can see why Bill Belichick should be in the Hall of Fame. You can point to intentional safety against the Broncos in 03. There's certain things that you can feel and understand why Bill Belichick was a better coach than Tony Dungy or John Harbaugh or Andy Reid or whomever.
Right.
I don't give two S's about Robert Kraft being a better owner than the Clark Hunt family. Like, I just don't care.
Maybe the average fan doesn't care about owners that much.
Right. Like, they're not going to be this rallying cry behind Robert Kraft not being in the Hall of Fame. I think people think it's the same way like Bill Parcells. I think the majority of Patriots fans believe Bill Parcells should be in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Right.
And when we bring it up, people, debate it. But nobody thinks about it on a day-to-day basis. It doesn't impact anything that you do. It doesn't impact how you view the organization. People like what Robert Kraft's done as an owner. It's not going to be validated by him getting into the Hall of Fame.
You talk about owners quite a bit, though. I mean, mostly John Henry gets the bulk of the heat, but owners take a lot of heat. I think fans care about that they're invested in the team, which Kraft seems to still be, so that's a good thing. He's invested in his personal, legacy, I suppose.
And the Seaport.
But he still wants the team to be good. That helps his personal legacy. And so far, so good with Mayo. Now, Mayo and this team and the construction of it, do you see the offense, which we watched last week, able to take the next step? Or is this all we got all year?
I think the offense is going to try and walk. I think it was crawling to walking last week. This is never going to be confused by the greatest show on turf. It is
the two tight end Hooper Henry offense.
I mean, I love a heavy backfield.
Here's what Mayo talked about with his O.
Yeah, for me, it's we have to see how they want to play us, and I would say we have a pretty good game plan either way they want to play us in any phase of the game. We will always look to control the line of scrimmage. We will always look to control the line of scrimmage. We'll always look for ways to control a game. We've all been a part of games where even when we were down, we felt like we really had control of the game. You know, and then when you're up and you feel like you have control of the game, then that's great. So, you know, not to look in the past, you know, there was a time in that Cincy game, you know, we felt like we had a pretty good control of the game overall. And then there was a point in the third quarter where it was like, all right, let's make sure, let's get back to what we did the first half, and then regain control. So we'll always look to run the ball. And I feel pretty confident about passing the ball as well.
So he throws that in at the end, but I don't know. He must look at it and be like, I mean, obviously you tried to trade for Ayuk. They were trying to get Calvin Ridley. They know they're limited there. There's only so much they can do.
And I also think that people are like, oh, he's telling other teams what they're going to do. Like, we were just trained for so long to believe the only way you win is if you do it the way the Patriots did it. And it was certainly a way to win. It didn't impede the Patriots' ability to win. But it doesn't matter. Like, you can do it that way and win, but you can do it the other way. Like, every week, Bruce Arians would tell you everything you need to know about the Bucs, and they won a Super Bowl. Every week, Mike Tomlin will tell you what you need to know. They won a Super Bowl. And the reason why the Patriots were able to win multiple is because they had the best quarterback, and they had everybody buying in for a sustained period of time. Like, if Tom Brady got to the Bucs 7 years ago, they would have maybe won a couple more. I don't know.
Well, so far, so good. But I think fans are going to want a little more here as the weeks go on. Let's go to Sam in Maine.
A little more what? Show.
A little more pizzazz on the offense.
I don't think they give a damn about
that. I think
that.
They well, do. But, go ahead, Sam.
Before I get to my main point, just because Curtis was loving on Mayo, I think he's a hypocrite, because if Mayo would have gotten – if the Patriots got blown out in the first game, you would have said, hey, we need patience. Mayo will get it. But because they win a game, it's the best decision ever to get rid of Belichick, and I just think the hatred for Bill shines through. But
in what way is it hatred to say that – in what way is it hatred, Sam, to say that the team clearly played for Jerod Mayo in a way that the same roster didn't play for Bill last year?
No, I don't think that's a fair thing. I think that's one game. So
we shouldn't talk about it?
From bad teams. No, of course you should talk about it. I love listening to you talk about it. I'm listening to you on purpose. But I just think you would have said, if the Patriots lost 28-10, you would have said, hey, it's his first game, he needs patience. But because they won, oh, it's the greatest hire ever. I've never seen you so quick to compliment unless you really have a vested interest. We're like, oh, Mayo's the best. We know it. Look at that game. But they could get blown out this week. And I don't know if you would turn and say, well, we need – maybe he's terrible. I don't think. I just think you went one end to the other real quick.
Right, because I was shocked, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
To see the team play that way.
It was a shocking week one.
And it wasn't that they were all amazing.
You beat Burrow. You beat Ja'Marr Chase. You won on the road. First-year head coach.
If you listen to first the people who covered the Patriots from the hiring of Jerod Mayo until kickoff in week one, clown show, the players are running everything, Jerod Mayo is weighing over his head, the offensive line can't stop a nosebleed.
Virtual reps.
You know, they're starting practice too late in the day, which actually Gresh was so wrong about. They started it when it was the hottest. It was a way to get actual more conditioning. It wasn't so they could get out and booze the night before. And so all I had heard from Greg and others was how embarrassed they were by the way the organization had shifted so far from a guy that had won so much. And then the game started, and they were disciplined. They were flying to the ball. They were playing for their coach. They gave the guy a Gatorade shower, which to me shows they buy into it. I did not think there would be that buy-in because of what I had heard coming from that organization. Bill Belichick came here to a team that had won 8 games the year before and lost his first 4 games. I don't think he was fired. He kept his job. He lost 5. He won 5 of his first 18 games as a head coach of this organization. He got a long runway and he deserved it. So the reason why there was such a quick change is the same reason had they lost that game, Sam from Maine and others would have called in and said, oh, I hope you're happy now, Curtis. You got Belichick out the door and now you got this disaster to watch every week.
Not a disaster yet. It's a pretty good start. Pretty big win. Kenny Curtis with you until 12:05. Sox pregame coming up. Red Sox baseball coming up at 105 today. Day game in the Bronx. Yankees right now leading the division. Looking like they're going to, I would say, sashay. They've got a pretty easy path to the division crown. Orioles are going to be a wild card, solid wild card. Here we are, the Red Sox. Same as last year, Curtis. 74-74. Nothing has changed after a brief flurry of excitement. Back to 500.
We're speaking hypothetically of how the fans would be reacting if they had lost week one, and am I overreacting and all that.
Patriots, no?
Yeah. With the Red Sox, how would we be discussing the 74-74, 11 games under 500 post All-Star break if they hadn't extended Alex Cora?
Right, or if they hadn't fired Bloom. I mean, Breslau gets a year. You grilled him a little bit Thursday about his trade deadline failures, but, I mean, he gets a year, and they have...
But Breslau, whatever. I'm talking about the organ. Breslau is just a puppet. The organization is viewed so differently today.
Much differently, yeah.
And literally, all they did was just extend the guy who has shown a propensity to poop the bed in the second half.
Bullpen management has not been good lately. Definitely some things to question about Cora. It's just, it's hard to even talk about. They are not a source of joy for anybody right now. But I do think how they finish matters. Like, if they can somehow...
Ken, no, it doesn't.
It does.
It's over.
If they salvage the weekend...
Who's engaged? Nobody. I have never... You know what
they're only four and a half out.
You know what the Red Sox have done? They've made the Red Sox-Yankees disappear. It's a remarkable achievement.
It has. But I'm telling you, next weekend, Patriots are off. Because they play Thursday.
Yeah, and people will be watching football. They'll be watching BC Michigan State.
But if the Twins series matters, if you're within three of the Twins going into Friday, you'll get some people on that game.
Ken,
and you'll keep the team invested.
Ken, I have a pretty good feel on this.
You don't.
Everybody's out.
Well, you're out. You've been out on them all year. I can't say I've been like necessarily in on them.
There's a big investment today and tomorrow in Red Sox Yankees.
No, if they can somehow limp to next Friday and make that series matter, people will come back for that series.
It's over. The season's over. It's okay. Good run. Not really.
Not yet. Let's see how they do today. Bayo today. Now, BC.
I mean, of all your takes, is Baby Pedro the dumbest?
Oh, he's been pitching well. He's getting there.
Did you see? Are you confused? Pedro Martinez? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Pedro wasn't Pedro right away.
Pedro was the absolute balls.
Trust the process. Now, BC kicks off here in... Less than an hour.
Yeah.
The only game with ranked opponents on the slate all day.
Huge game.
Unbelievable.
Mizzou.
Do you expect a close game for a half, or do they get blown out straight out of the game?
Oh, no. This is going to be a low scoring.
Don't you worry about the Charlie Brown effect. I mean, look at Zach back there. Fellow BC kid. He's nervous.
Charlie Brown?
The football getting pulled away. You know,
I've
seen this before.
I mean, topical reference, but no, I think we're good. Why would I be nervous? They're 2-0. Last week they played like dog food at the start, and then they blew them out in Duquesne.
Are we going to have a Greg Hill show at the Heights?
We should.
On location, like an unofficial Saturday party? Or
I would love that, and I would just like to add, I get ripped for not being happy enough at times.
At times.
Watching Notre Dame lose to unranked opponents at home brings me such joy.
Yeah, but as you guys pointed out, you lost to the same unranked opponent last year.
Okay, we're not great. Notre Dame every year is in the top 15 for no reason.
Look, we got callers lining up, but the Sox aren't dead yet.
Please don't.
Let's go to Ed and Wellesley, though. Bill O'Brien call. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. Two shout-outs real quick. One, Bill O'Brien. The interviews with him are outstanding. He is downright giddy in terms of his enthusiasm. I can't even imagine what it was like for him last year. With the Patriots, but he's the real deal. I bet he winds up in the pros.
Let's not rush things, Ed. I think he's doing very well. But those interviews, I can't. It's like I love him, and I like they're kind of early for an interview, but he's ready to go every week. I enjoy it immensely.
Yeah. Hey, the second thing, shout out to Kenny. Chris, has there ever been a quicker ascent to the top than Kenny, who originally was what, a program engineer and now what, station manager?
Right. I mean,
but still a man of the people.
He really is. Yeah. I don't know what people those are, but he's a man of them.
Let's wait for the punchline there. Hey, still a button pusher at heart.
You really are.
Could go back there any day. Sometimes I just think about putting myself back on that side.
Well, now your buttons are just mine that you push.
I should maybe just run the show going forward. Just run, produce the show from that side. You be the only person, you be the only talent on the show.
Oh, good.
And I would just produce
me
the
solo.
Show. Yeah.
I love it. Save money.
Or
all
I would
over
chime
the place.
In, you know.
That's kind of a shot at Zach, to be honest.
No, Jack's done a fine job.
We
trim payroll at the same time.
What do you think tomorrow? I want your prediction of a score.
Boy, so last week, I don't think we predicted an outright win. We predicted it would be close. You took them in your survivor pool. You feel good about that. For some reason, it's swaying me. I think they win. I think the Patriots do find a way to win this game. What worries me, their receiving core much better than yours. Lockett, Jackson Smith and Jigba, DK Metcalf. That's pretty good three.
But the linebacking core of the Seahawks decimated by injuries.
Yeah.
I know that the East Coast, West Coast, but that was with Pete Carroll, new coach. I don't know.
2-0 Jacoby. I do. I'm feeling it. 21-20, like a close one.
Wow. When was the last time the Patriots were two games over 500?
Good question. Did they start 2-0 in the the Mac year? No.
They started out 1-3.
They're 1-3 that year.
They were trailing in the fourth quarter to the Texans.
Okay. So, I don't know. Look that up, Zach. That would be an unbelievable start. Can I take my Sox call? Let's go to Derek and Pepper. Hello, Derek.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Curtis, I'm surprised. Good. I'm surprised you're not a little bit on the bandwagon. It seems like you have been a little bit, but now you're just thinking, no way the Sox can do it. I realize they, lost yesterday, and they lost two in a row to the Yankees, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think we all remember the 0-3, 0-4 Sox, and they came back. I mean, who knows? They go on a good run. They go 5 out of 6, and some other teams don't, perform well or aren't playing well, then we might be able to sneak back in there.
There we go, Derek. Thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate that. They only lost two in a row. Hanging around.
11 games under 500 since the deadline.
Twins, though, 3-7 in their last 10. And they still have a 2.5 game lead. Twins are just throwing up on themselves, and nobody can catch them.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They're not really worth this kind of conversation right now.
They're
I'm just saying, if they do take care of business.
So do you think they will?
No.
So then what the hell are we talking about?
I'm not ready to call them dead yet. I'm
you don't
in.
Think they're going to turn it around, but they're not dead.
I can't pull the trigger.
Oh, Mike's calling.
I can't give up hope. They have 14 left. This year has to be different than last year. They can't finish 4-10.
You know what I think baseball season should be? Longer. Not enough baseball.
Oh, you love playoffs. Baseball playoffs are the bomb.
I do love baseball playoffs.
That's coming. 2 weeks away.
They got rid of one of the great things they ever did, which is bring back the one-game playoff.
Mm-hmm. Now it's the three-gamers.
So I was watching yesterday. They had the teaser on Netflix of the 2004 Netflix Remembrance.
Yep. By the way, a lot of work by yours truly in getting that done. I shipped our whole 04 collection of radio calls for that down to New York for that.
I saw that beamer you got from Netflix. That was nice.
I wish I did.
That is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. God, do I love that. Veritech part of it in the teaser. You hear the Tim McCarver giving Veritech a hard time for keeping his mask on.
When the Netflix series launches that followed the team this year, will it just stop in August? Or like, they can't actually do episodes on what's happening now.
I don't know. I don't care about that. I'm talking about the 04 one.
I know. You care about the 04.
It's not tied together. They're doing a separate docuseries.
Same operation.
Anyway, I had never heard Veritech talk about that. He doesn't talk about it. Famously, he doesn't autograph pictures of the fight. He's, it's in his past. But
they used an "it is what it is" quote. I hope he has more than that than in the teaser.
But it is true. He's like, in that moment, what am I supposed to do? Like, pull everything aside? That game, the two most consequential games I've ever been in attendance for. Snowball in that game.
Yeah, two good ones.
And my favorite part of the Veritech one was the Sox were dead. They were a wild card team, but they were just listless. No fight. They had this unbelievable start. I think they started out 28-13 in 04.
How did you not attend the Anything Is Possible game? I figured you would find a way to get there.
The one with Garnett?
Yeah.
I was at that game.
Oh, you were there too?
Game 6?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Why don't you throw that in?
Because it was a blowout. But yeah, that was an unbelievable.
Beat the Lakers.
I was absolutely mocking. I was screaming at Kobe Bryant that entire series.
Think about that trio of games attended. That's
very fortunate. But right behind the basket for the entirety of the 07-08 Celtics playoff run. But the Red Sox Yankees game, speaking of Red Sox Yankees games disappearing, I mean, it was a Saturday 4 o'clock start, or 1 o'clock. It was the Fox National game of the week, and it was just kind of
yeah. Yeah, we had the booth swap last night, and I don't think many people were tuned in.
That happened. That fight.
That was great.
The crazy part of the fight.
Thank you, Zach.
Is that Tanyan Sturts, Worcester's own, is like grabbing Gabe Kapler by the throat. And there's this secondary brawl that begins down by the batter's box. And that whole day would have been for naught.
By the way, speaking of great things attended, you're coming with me to Pearl Jam Tuesday. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. I can't
wait. You and I get to socialize a little bit. It's been since our trip to Encore.
I can't wait.
Where we've done anything together after hours.
I heard you're getting extra tenders, which I'm thrilled about.
I'll load up on tenders. That's usually my play. They have Ken's mustard there, Ken's dressing, or whatever the dipping sauce is, the honey mustard.
But the Bill Miller walk-off off of Rivera was what made that. You know, the great line by Kevin Millar said, we went 2-0 in that game. We won the game. We won the fight.
Great. Maybe that kind of stuff will pop up again today. Bale will plunk somebody.
I love it.
Could happen. Pre-game coming up.
All
Joe
right,
and Will
Zach,
on the call.
Go Eagles.
Enjoy Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming. Enjoy BC on the AM. You can search on the Odyssey app at 850 WEI.
The only
follow
thing,
Meter and Chach.
The only thing that hasn't lost a game this whole year is the Odyssey app. Perfect year.
It is flawless.
Well, I'll see you on Tuesday, Ken.
All right, see you later. Curtis is out. You can tell when Curtis has hit the wall. Good job by Zach Coe. And Red Sox baseball on the way. See you.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.